We're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. Brandon Peoples and Ron Wells, Riley County Commissioner, joining us here today on In Focus. And we've been chatting a little bit about some of the legislative issues going on in Topeka. We were talking during the break here. I guess there's some movement also with dark store theory going on.
Yes, there is. It's one of the big items for Raleigh County. It's what people don't realize is that money, oftentimes it might be several years out, and when we when a county or city has to give that money back, when a county has to give that money back on taxes, say if they find the dark store theory and they reduce the valuation, they reduce it 50%, okay, that money has to be returned, has to be paid back at 8% interest.
Yep.
Well, that money, you know, that's state money, that's school money. I think a lot of entities don't realize that how many pockets that money comes out of. It's a hypothetical thing, and I think that the rules and stuff, I think that the valuations are pretty well set by state statute. You know, I mean, we have to be within 90% accurate. And here, to me, isn't the appropriate way to be adjusting property. And there have been several properties, not in Kansas, that have gone with the dark store theory, but later sold, and usually sold for 10, 15% higher than what the appraised value was. So it's not the true value of the property. It's just I call it an end run to just try to dispense with the taxes, you know, cut their tax bill as much as they can. And once again, personal interest. If our local stores, Home Depot, or if any of them try this, then that money goes on my property because it takes a certain amount of dollars to operate a county. So we still need the money. And then any money that we lose is going to have to be made up by the property owners typically. And I don't want to support those stores other than buying goods at the store, you know. So it's coming up. I think it's going to be a big item. And I'm just curious to see how it goes because there's a lot of power behind the dark store theory. There's a lot of big corporations behind the local in the state, you know, lobbyists, a tremendous amount of money pushing for that. And these are large corporations that dislike taxes in their entirety. And some of the companies are major, giant construction, those type companies, and they forget they do government work. So where is the money going to come from to pay for the jobs that those companies get from government? So it's a tough one, Brandon. It's one, thankfully, we've got a top-notch county appraiser, Greg McHenry, and our county counselor and assistant county counselor and the county clerk, people that are knowledgeable and know actually what's going to happen in this and get the information out to the people because once in a while I'll talk to a person and they think, well, you know, that's not too bad an idea. If a business like that gets to drop their taxes in half, well, I suppose they think they're going to get a discount on their goods in the store then, which probably isn't going to occur either.
Yeah. Is it just happening with retailers, or has it extended further, like restaurants, anything like that? Have they tried that approach?
So far, it's just been the big box stores. But here's what could happen theoretically. Let's say, especially in Manhattan, where we're getting some very large apartment units right next to campus, close to the college, and we have a lot of large apartment units. But okay, if they're successful and they pull this off, and the big box stores are successful. So guess what? You've got some of our large apartment owners out in the more out away from the center core of town further, and say they're half empty. Well, guess what? That's, you know, my buildings are half empty. They're not worth anything, and that could lead down to people that have rental homes and have difficulty renting them. We have on the west side of town. We have some enormously large homes for people to come to Manhattan to K-State's games. And that's not their primary home. Well, once again, okay, well, my house is only used six times a year or something, so basically it's empty. So it could snowball. And, of course, this is quite a ways down in the future if this is pulled off. And all that does is just shift the tax to, well, to people like me that can't claim dark store on anything. So, because the money has to be paid. And once again, as we budget, we'll be going into 2021 budget here in a few months, starting it. It takes a certain amount of money to operate the county, irregardless.
All right. Well, let's. We got a phone call here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning, Commissioner. I appreciate the efforts to focus on revenue, but I'd like to focus on expenditures. And with the retirement of Monty Weddle, it seems to me like there's an opportunity to discuss before we jump into replacing him the idea of consolidating our planning departments in the city and county and seeing if we can increase some efficiency.
Well, you know, I've six years ago, went through this with six or eight departments between the city of Manhattan and Raleigh County with our IT, our total operations, including parks, and we used totally different equipment, totally different contracts with IT, and totally different setups. But the bottom line was, on each one of them, the net result was Raleigh County bill went up. I can't speak for the city, but our bill, it wasn't any savings to Raleigh County. It cost us more. So I'd have to go back and pull all those figures out of my old file drawer there. But we went through this about 6 or 7 years ago. And when I was pretty new and looking for ways, we met on some various departments to try to do that. Net result was it cost Raleigh County more money.
Well, I'm in Raleigh County and in Manhattan. And if we can reduce the total spending, then that's good for us as well. But it just seems to me that a lot of the planning issues that are taking place in the county deal with potential expansion of urban areas that are, by nature, things that the city planning department has already got some expertise in.
And those typically go to the Urban Area Planning Board, which is a combination. And so the Raleigh County Planning and Development pretty much is just outside of that urban area is where their main concentration and main work that they do. They do work with the Urban Area Planning Board as well as the city. So right now, if you can show me a dollar savings, I'm fine with it. But we've looked into it. We do periodically, not necessarily on planning and development, but on parks, because you would think that grass is grass, but it's not the same. It's not the same.
Well, I'm not talking equipment now, and I understand all of that. But yeah, so I'm talking about personnel, and this may be the one chance to make a clear evaluation of saving money. When you don't have anybody retiring, you're faced with the job of eliminating somebody's job in order to increase the efficiency and reduce costs. And I'd hope that we'd look at that now, because if we don't do it now, we're not going to do it for another 15 years until there's the next retirement.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'll certainly look at it, but I can guarantee you up front right now, you're not going to eliminate a position, because the amount of work that each side does is what it is right now. So you're not going to have one person that's going to want to come in and lead and do twice the work. So,
that's true, but sometimes that's what happens in private enterprise. When we consolidate, we find ways to save money.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%, but I will take this back Thursday to the commission. We'll visit about it, and I have no qualms. It's going to be, we have till September, to find a new person. But in the meantime, right away, we can talk with the city's planning and development. But I don't hold out any hope, but it's worth a try.
And Culler,
thank you, guys.
Do you mind, Culler, hang on here. I'm just going to jump in here because I was part of that activity, some 6 years ago or so, Ron, when we talked about that IT possible merge. Part of the problem is then you've got a department that has two different bosses. You got a city manager and a city commission, and then you got a Raleigh County commission. And, there's a lot of restructuring that would have to go through, and that's, that could be something that, if you're going to do that, then you talk about you almost have to fully unify both governments. And when you take into consideration that the city of Manhattan is in two counties, that makes it even more challenging. Not to say that it can't be done, but boy, I tell you what, I think that would be, the devil would be in the details on that and trying to get that to try to make that changeover, because there's so many dynamics. You got two different, They're two different agencies with two different commissions and a city manager that are all trying to accomplish somewhat different things. And I think that that's a big challenge that you would need to overcome.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Guys.
Appreciate your call.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. I hadn't thought that through yet until I get home later today on that. But, yeah, you're right, because how would you merge? Because you're right, you're going to have the county commission in charge, the city commission, and the city manager. And I don't know how you would meld those three and come to any agreement with any efficiency and get anything done.
Well, and another aspect is that city offices are full, county offices are full. You got to create some office space somewhere.
Right. Absolutely.
Regardless of how you're going to work that consolidation. So there's a lot of unique challenges, but, you know, that's a handful.
Well, we'll see. I'll look into it.
All right. We'll continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.